This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. Asar b'teves. Today, this morning, I did a very interesting clip. I was trying to find, is there any basis of anything that happened in Asar b'teves in the whole Tanakh? Sure enough, in Divrei Hayomim, it says that Benayahu ben Yehoyada Ben Ish Chai, Rav Pa'alim, a Kav Tzael. He went down on a snowy day, he broke the ice. Tanyonisim Ben Aziel says, he went on the coldest day of the year, which was Asar B'Teves, and he learned the whole Torah's Kayanim. Okay. Why? Because today's the day they surrounded Yushalayim, and it affected the Avodah. What could be better than learning the Avodah? So I think also learning Hilchos Beis HaKnesses is appropriate for Asar B'Teves. You know, I don't think we have to break the snow, but okay, we're learning Siman Kuf No Gimel Siv Zayin. V'ha debeis haknesses nimkar. This that a shul could be sold. Hanimilu shel kfarim she'in ba manashim kamas acherim. That's only a shul of villages, of the villagers, that people don't come from elsewhere. The only people that daven here are the people of this village, Shnepachik, or whatever the name of the village is, you know, or Shnepashik, or Shnepaklik, or whatever you want to name the village. Shalei Nasis El Bnei Kfarim Levan, it was only made for the people of that village. Vafilu Banu Oysa Mishal Achirim, even if they made a charity campaign and they got other people to contribute to their shul, it doesn't matter. It was made for the people of that village. Therefore, it could be sold. Nevertheless, the money retains its kedusha. They can't use the money for something of less kedusha. That's if the people of the city sold it without the permission and without the foreknowledge of the board. Or if they did it, if the board sold it without the consent of the people. So basically there are two levels here. There's a din that a shul could be sold, and that's a village shul, because it's made for them. So if they want to sell it, they could sell it, but they can't go down in kedusha in terms of the money, provided that they did not get unanimous consent between the board and the people. But we're going to see if the board sold it with the consent of the people, then they could even go down in Kedusha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Hei. Shel Kfarim, V'eskimo Achrenim, D'ba'asa D'lo Shlichi Rabim, D'asa Me'alma Nikra Kfar. In a place that it's not common to find a lot of people, then it's called a kfar, meaning it could be in the big city, but if nobody davens in the shul other than the people who built it, then it's called a village. Afagav deshchichi rabim oivrim v'shavim lefrakim, even though you occasionally have wayfarers, kivan d'loy kvi ba'ir, because they're not set in the city. Oivrim v'sham d'archarai, they occasionally pass through mikri kfar. Any place that it's you commonly have a big tzibor that come to daven there, could go. For example, a place that merchants gather there always for business. Even if it's a small city, or let's say you have a big chacham there, so he gathers people from around. So even if it's a village, it's like a big city. Because probably, with the das of the whole world, they built it. The poiskim write further. That even a basic knesses of a walled city, if you know that it was made only for a few people, the shoemaker shul, the tailor shul, Yeah, the Schneider Shul. So even though it's in the walled city, but it was made for a certain chevra, v'adin kishenaskabtu abalibatim shel eza rechoy v'arachoy k'min ha-biznes shab'ir v'asu b'esengas l'asin. Or let's say you have people who live far away from the big shul and they made their own shul. Or like nowadays you have shuls, you know, for people who are between 30 years old and 5 months and 30 years old and 5 months and 1 day, you know. And they all grew up on Avenue J between East 21st and East 22nd. So that nobody else could daven there. There's no official law, but if somebody walks in there, you know, they can't, they'll have to leave. So it doesn't have a din of a basic necessity of a krach. Gam kein din of kvizna shel kfarma, filu hu bekrach, the mistam rak al das atzman banu. They built it for themselves. Am loy shi siyu an shi ir gam kein al abinu va filu ma'at. In that situation, then it would be like a krach if the people of the city assisted even a little bit. Az ein lahem rishus al mechira b'lay daitan, then they could not make a unilateral decision to sell it. Va'afilu banu, even if they built it from others, this is referring to a beis hakneses of a kfar, that nobody comes from the Velta Rhine, that it was only made levnei hakfarim. Even if it was only made, even if other people assisted, because even if it's funded by the greater tzibur, the donors probably had in mind that, you know, let the villagers do with the money as they please, because they don't typically come there. So therefore, even if the donors from elsewhere don't agree to the sale, too bad. They're allowed to sell it. However, they can't go down in the money. There's a question whether you could keep the money for something of equal kedusha. Parnaseim, who are the parnaseim? The shiva tuvei ha'ir. I remember in the shul in Amsterdam, they had a beis hakneses and they had a board room. They had a board room. They had a room for the board. So I just remember, you know, the pre-chadash, I remember the chidah says, turn down that job. You can imagine a shul where the board has their own corridors, you know, a designated area. That might not be the most desirable place to go. Shiva tuvei ho'ir. Kaza raja chelak av sim tavrei shazayin ve via rajdam sim kufayin. Hey, shiva tuvei ho'ir. Einam shiva anashim hamuvcharim b'chachma. What a shocker. The 7 board members are not necessarily the 7 smartest guys. Oy ba'oy shevakavoid. They're not necessarily the wealthiest or the most honorable. Ella shiva anoshim shamidim atzib harnasim al inyaneir. They're just the 7 guys that they were appointed. Darehim kapatropis aleim. They're just like an apatropis. Okay, we're going to hold it over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.